We're back to the Neil Haley Show. My guest today is Tracy Poisner, and we're going to talk. She's from Bach Flowers Alchemy, Undeletable Dad, Essential Moms, Stepmoms, multiple brands, but it all goes under Tracy Poisner. And soon we're going to find out about tracypoisner.com, where you can find out all the information of all of her different projects and what she's doing. But ultimately, it comes down to you and mindset. And mindset is what sets your day every day, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you can walk through your life kind of blindly, but when you want to be in control of your life story and your destiny and your success, you need the mindset for that. Mindset, you know, it's a word that we've coined to describe your mental attitude towards things. I think it's more and more people are focusing on that because it's a way of describing your conscious intention of what you want to achieve or produce or who you want to be.
Totally. All right. So our topic today is instinct versus intuition. Wow. I mean, and I just learned intuition, and that is a higher power intuition, but instinct versus intuition. That's an interesting one because I don't really know the difference because they can almost be defined the same thing.
Right. So they're not the same at all. And if you think about how we use those words, you would say like my instincts kicked in and I did this, or I do that by instinct, right? It's kind of your default and it comes from your conditioning, from how you've been raised, from what you've learned, from what you've absorbed from, you know, media and other people all your life. It comes from evolutionary heritage, right? All of our like DNA that we've epigenetically learned things over the eons from our ancestors that are part of our instinct. You have a maternal instinct or you have a fight or flight instinct. These are things that we're hardwired for as human beings. And intuition is where you are pulling advice from, I'm going to say, your higher self. So intuition would be not this kind of lower coded information that's like in your storehouse, in your library of options, right? Like a reflex that happens almost automatically because you're wired that way. Intuition is where you get a hit of an idea to do something differently. And it's usually outside of your comfort zone. Usually speaking, intuition is going to lead you outside of your comfort zone. It's going to feel uncomfortable. So something that you do by instinct is going to be to keep you safe because all of that epigenetic programming that I was talking about, your hereditary evolutionary programming is around keeping you safe. It's around survival stuff. Instinct tends to be around growing, about stretching, about reaching, about expanding, you know, about developing yourself. And that's like my whole world. That's the part that I love, right? So, I mean, I've been a healer, so to speak, all my life. You know, I've been 25 years a homeopathic practitioner. So in essence, I'm somebody who is about helping people to heal. And in the last few years, I've been much more interested in moving towards evolution, development, right? So that's a much more activational model than a healing model. And I love to help people understand how to recognize the difference between an impulse that comes from an instinct when you think this is the right thing to do, then an intuitive hit that's like, that's the right move. I have to do that. So intuition is generally leading you towards your edge, towards your growth edge. And it's inevitably going to involve something that feels a little bit risky or uncomfortable. Whereas instinct is generally pulling you back from the ledge into a safe place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally does. Because instinct goes back to your previous life. Intuition is something that is higher,
Right. It's something calling you forward from your next, you know, from
right.
the next version of you.
While instinct is based on all of your poor trials or good things that have worked out, you're just going to go that route because it was what worked before.
Yeah. And it will, it's not that instinct is a bad thing. Like, we do need it, right? And you can have, people have a business instinct, right? That you can say, it's my business instinct. Like, I can smell where a good deal is, or I know the right move to make. And it, instinct can make people successful. It's not that it's a bad thing, but where there's intuition involved, there's going to be some kind of a move that tastes a little riskier than what your instinct would lead you. So the idea is that your instinct, if we're talking about business instinct, will lead you to a predictable rate of growth. Whereas if you can get in touch with your intuition about something, now we could be talking about exponential growth. That doesn't make any sense. So that we have to be able to access this next level thinking in order to be able to quantum leap in all fields of life, in your personal life, in relationships, in business, whatever it's about. If you want to be making the quantum leaps, you have to familiarize yourself with intuition and with what comes after intuition, which is genius, because there's another level still to explore.
All right. Well, that's such interesting information, you know, that we're gathering between instinct and intuition. So they're both good, but you should be more open to intuition, it sounds like, what you're saying.
Well, you should be open to it if that's what you want, if growth is what you want, if you want to develop yourself in ways that go beyond what you think is possible for you now. Because we talked about this last time, right? Everybody has their own glass ceiling, right? We talked about upper limiting. We all have our own sort of energetic glass ceiling of what we think is possible for us and where we feel comfortable in terms of how much we want to grow. And if you want to take advantage of this moment in history where everything is about quantum growth, and, you know, we were just talking about AI a moment before, right? Like, these unimaginable levels of artificial intelligence that are available to us now. If you want to jump on this bandwagon of unlimited growth into the world of what's unimaginable, you have to start connecting on another level with your intuition and with your genius.
All right. The best place to find information on you is to search Tracy Poisner on Google and to go to all the different social media, undeletabledad.com, but soon TracyPoisner.com if you've been listening to this podcast later. Appreciate it, Tracy. Great information, and appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.